USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another COVID vaccine could soon come before the Food and Drug Administration for approval. Johnson & Johnson is close to submitting data asking the FDA for an emergency use authorization. The one-shot vaccine is less effective at producing immunity from the virus than existing vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that it is effective against severe illness from COVID, and that's what should be focused on.
I think you have to point out the fact that what the J&J has shown to be in the study that just came out is that it is quite effective in preventing severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths. So it's a single dose vaccine. And if you want to not get seriously ill or die, that is a good vaccine and its value added.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
2021 is set to be an extraordinary tax season. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
It's already shaping up to be a confusing tax season as millions of Americans are still waiting on their first and second stimulus checks from 2020, and the Senate pushes back on Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan, calling for a third check. Tax filings also beginning a little bit later this year. The IRS announcing it will begin accepting and processing 2020 tax year returns on February 12th, as opposed to late January as it does most years. The deadline to file still remains April 15th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is reportedly looking to move over to the Senate. The New York Times first reporting that Ryan intends to run for Senator Rob Portman's seat in 2022. Portman announced last week that he would not be seeking re-election at the end of his term. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. Senator Bill Cassidy believes the two sides will be able to agree on a compromise between the two amounts. But the Louisiana Republican tells CNBC that he hopes a final total for the package will be data-driven.
I'd rather say we're going to be driven by data. The CBO is estimating, I think, growth in 2021 is going to be 3.8%. There's a recent survey of Wall Street Journal did of analysts, and it's 4.2%. That's pretty robust growth. If you look at information from the Fed, it shows that credit card delinquencies have gone down. Mortgage foreclosures have gone down. Savings rates have increased. So if anything, it shows, and that's across all quintiles, if anything, it shows that the American family, through this, has done surprisingly well. Undoubtedly related to all the COVID packages we put out. If we're driven by data, we'll come to the right figure. That figure should not be foreordained.
And actor Dustin Diamond has died after a battle with lung cancer. Diamond is best known for his role on the 90s teen comedy Saved by the Bell as Screech, and reprised the role in multiple spinoffs. He was also seen in a number of reality television series. Diamond was just 44. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.